Chapter 6.
Even with the roof buckled down into the passenger cabin, the Imperial limousine still had enough headroom for Janet to sit upright. Jag was another story. Although he was not tall for a human male, he carried much of his height in his torso, an unfortunate trait that Jaina hoped would not be inflicted on any children who also happened to inherit her short legs. Assuming, of course, they even wanted children. Like a lot of things regarding their coming marriage, starting a family wasn't something they found time to discuss yet, at least not in the way it needed to be discussed. At the moment, Jag's long torso was forcing him to do one of the few things that Jagged Fell did not do well, slouch. He was hunched down next to Jaina, his head against the roof liner and his shoulders pressed to the back of the seat.
Thanks for the getaway.
Jaina glanced out the back viewport at the still confused GAS squad, several of whom were pounding their weapon butts against the closed gate and demanding that it be reopened.
Probably better for me not to be around when that knackhead Atar finally decides he's been had.
Probably, Jag said. But I am surprised your mother manipulated him so easily. One would think Dala would have more sense than to send a weak-minded commander to keep watch over the Jedi Temple.
Jag, that wasn't a force suggestion.
As Jaina spoke, Atar turned to watch the departing limousine.
It was the Sly Slipper.
The Sly Slipper?
A little trick my parents picked up before I was born,
Jaina explained. She gave Atar a parting wave. The captain's face reddened, and he began to snap orders into his headset microphone.
Didn't you see how Dad noobed Atar?
Jag fell silent for a moment, his brow slowly rising. Finally, he let out an incredulous snort.
It's a good thing your father isn't a Jedi, he said. Han Solo with force powers would be a very frightening thing.
Jaina smiled and opened her mouth to agree, until she was nearly thrown from her seat as the limousine came to a sudden stop. She looked up to see a GAS assault speeder blocking the exit less than 5 meters ahead, its cannon turret pointing down the lane. Whether it was targeting Jag's limousine or the gate behind it was impossible to say.
Those GAS guys are starting to get pushy,
Baxton observed from the driver's seat. The privacy screen between them could not be raised because of the crumpled roof, so he didn't need the vehicle intercom.
I can just float over them, sir. Even if they open fire, our armor can take it.
Jag shook his head.
No, that would give them room to claim we intended them harm, he said. Just step out and ask them to let us pass.
And if they don't?
Baxton asked.
Be insistent, Jag said. Captain Atar is trying very hard to make us blink, but he's not going to cause an intergalactic incident by attempting to remove Jedi Solo from a diplomatic vehicle.
Baxton acknowledged the order, then stepped out and approached the assault speeder blocking their path. A young Duros officer popped out of the blaster turret, pointing at the limousine and making angry demands. Baxton stood his ground, shaking his head and pointing his own finger, insisting the speeder be removed. After a minute of shouting back and forth, the Duro suddenly jumped down to stand lip to nose with Baxton.
Looks like Atar's orders were firm, Jaina observed. Maybe I shouldn't have rubbed it in.
Jag turned to peer at her beneath the crumpled roof.
Rubbed it in? How?
It was no big deal, Jaina said. I just waved at him.
Jag closed his eyes in exasperation.
You waved at him?
He repeated.
As we were leaving?
Of course, as we were leaving, Jaina retorted. When do you think I'd wave at him?
Jag let his chin drop.
You have got to stop antagonizing Dala's people.
He looked away, and the dirty haze of a secret came to his force aura.
The situation is getting out of hand.
Jaina spun to face him.
What situation is that?
The whole situation.
Jag continued to look away.
Between the Jedi and Dala, it's not doing the Order any good.
Tell me something I don't know, Jaina replied. Like whatever you're holding back.
Jag's nostrils flared, and he turned to meet her gaze with obvious effort.
I'm not sure I know what you mean.
Jag.
Jaina opened her borrowed raincoat just enough to show the lightsaber hanging from the belt of her torn dress.
Jedi, remember? I know when you're lying. Jag sighed.
I heard something that I shouldn't have, and that I definitely shouldn't be repeating to a Jedi.
Jag, I'm your fiancé, Jaina said, and I happen to be a Jedi. If that means you're going to try to keep secrets from me, maybe we need to reevaluate.
All right, I surrender, Jag said, raising his hands. But if you get to play the fiancé chit, so do I. This has to stay between us.
Jaina nodded.
That's fair, I guess.
No guessing, Jag replied. This can't be like Korribu.
Jaina winced. It was a low blow, but maybe one she deserved. During the Killa crisis, she had made a promise to Jag that she had later broken. Ultimately, her failure to honor her word had resulted in Jag's exile from the Chiss Ascendancy.
Okay, she said. This is locker stuff. I won't tell anyone.
No matter what, Jag insisted.